Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second, the second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third, the right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth, the DH, Lee May. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting ninth, the catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Rudy May. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting second, the left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting third, the first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth, the DH, Craig Cusick. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth, the catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Tom Johnson. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey strikes out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grich. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Grich steals second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew bunts towards the mound. May fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a pop-up towards short. Belunger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. DeCinces moves to second. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. DeCinces moves to third. Two outs. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bumbry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bumbry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. May takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive towards first. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. May fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Borgman moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bellinger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-1 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeCinces strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-0 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry hits a pop-up, foul, for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bumbrey bunts towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bry. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bry, who is chasing the ball. May reaches third base with a triple. Jackson scores. It's 4-0, Orioles. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. It's 5-0, Orioles. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-2 in the game. Muser strikes out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeCinces hits a line drive into right field. Ford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ford. Singleton moves to third. DeCinces moves to second. Jim Hughes now pitching. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hughes spins to throw to second. Safe. The throw to home, and Singleton is out. DeCinces moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. DeCinces scores. Bellinger scores. Dempsey moves to third. It's 7-0, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grich bunts in front of the plate. Borgman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jackson hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. May hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Singleton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-2 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ford moves to second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Terrell hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ford scores. Bry moves to third. It's 7-1, Orioles. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-3 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Hughes covering, for the out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats DeCinces for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 3 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 3 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to second. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew scores. Ford moves to second. It's 7-2, Orioles. Dyer Miller now pitching. Steve Braun pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Gomez now playing third base. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dempsey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Blair moves to second. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blair scores. Gritch moves to third. It's 8-2, Orioles. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gritch scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 9-2, Orioles. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson moves to third. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jackson scores. May moves to second. It's 10-2, Orioles. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 4 in the game. Muser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to third. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. DeCinces hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Singleton. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Glenn Borgman. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage strikes out. One out. Lyman Bostock pinch hits for Bob Randall. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to third. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-4 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Heil reaches second base with a double. Smalley scores. It's 10-3, Orioles. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Bellinger. Heil moves to third. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-4 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.